From House to Home is a three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of From House to Home right here on 97.9 The Hill. We are thrilled to welcome Mr. Carl Murphy, the president and co-founder of Get Spiffy. The game changer here, the big differentiator is the app, right, is the technology platform. When you first started the business, talk to us about sort of where that was within your value proposition, how that has evolved. And I know that you've brought on a partner, Scott Wingo. I think he's well known in the Triangle as part of his channel advisor success. But talk to us a little bit about the collaboration with Scott and what that's meant to this growth trajectory behind not just the technology, but the company itself.
Sure. So Spiffy evolved out of a car wash business called Carolina Auto Spa. I bought a car wash in Cary in 2003. I built another location, you know, sort of traditional, you know, acre of land, 5,000 square foot building. You pull up, give me $20 and your keys. 15, 20 minutes later, we give you your car back. Coming out of the recession, we were looking, so 2008, 2010, we were looking for ways to grow our business. And we were looking at a bunch of different things. We were looking at acquiring locations that were successful. We were looking at distressed properties, and we were looking at new lines of business. And one of the things we were testing was mobile car washing and detailing. And it just took off. It was the thing that was successful. We put it out in front of the customer with a very small investment of, you know, literally one truck and one person off my current team. And we started servicing demand out of that car wash. And it grew, you know, it's continued to grow at triple digits, both in revenue and customer counts since 2011. Somewhere between five, it's internal company lore where this happened, somewhere between 5 and 10 trucks is when we started to realize we had a real business opportunity, like a big business opportunity, and the need for technology, right? So a lot of the problems we were having in running the business were problems that were obviously solved by technology. So one of scheduling, from a consumer standpoint, how do I interact with a consumer efficiently beyond just taking a phone call? And then one of optimization, how do I manage a distributed workforce all over the Triangle? You know, as a car wash owner, I had 50 employees, and I could see all of them, you know, from one point on a 1 acre piece of land,
right?
So it's pretty easy to manage. You know, on busy days, you can inspect every car yourself.
I'm Jeremy Salemson, and this has been From House to Home, the three-minute glimpse of housing trends, data points, and housing influences that impact us all.